funny to you that you almost skip laughing and you just start crying? Because I'm about there right now.
We're all freaks on the inside.
An acquired taste.
Hi, guys. Welcome to another episode of an Acquired Taste podcast, the podcast for people who have full conversations in animal voices.
Oh, yeah.
You did that.
I did that. I'm Bethany, and I did that.
I'm Sam, and I do that with Oliver.
I'm Kathleen, and I own The Chipmunks Sing the Beatles.
Do you really?
Yes, I do.
Please bring that for your next podcast.
I will.
So, thank you.
Talking about regular things and in animal voices.
Is that legal?
It's literally the worst album I've ever heard.
Oh.
Was it a licensed Beatles album?
It's an old record that I bought for a dollar.
It's Abbey Road.
Oh, yeah. Well, I have a turntable, so.
It's terrible.
All right.
We are the if you're new, welcome.
Yeah.
We're basically just the podcast that three girls talk about things that maybe would embarrass other people, but we're on a mission to not make it embarrass anyone.
Yeah.
Quick, come smell my armpits.
You smell good today.
Oh, thank you.
That's delightful.
Yeah.
I did. Today I got bit by karma with smell because I don't like to use the aerosol spray for under your pits.
Right.
Because it's like unnecessary aerosoling.
It's aggressive.
It's
right?
Not good for the environment.
It's not. But I was at a gym locker room where I didn't have a stick. So I was like, oh, whatever, this one time doesn't count, which is the anthem of every apathetic person.
Yeah.
And I sprayed my arms and then I went to like bend over to do something and the can had expired. So instead of like normally sticking to my arms, it was like snowing from my arms.
Oh, shoot.
And I couldn't, like, I had to like re-shower and wipe, but it was a big mess.
It was dandruff.
It was karma dandruff.
Huh.
Wait, while we're on the topic of not so embarrassing, of body parts.
Yes. Sure.
Okay. Before we get to our topic, by the way. We have one.
Oh, yes. Oh, let's tease our topic.
Okay.
Okay.
Our topic tease is micro-cheating.
Are you micro-cheating?
Are you micro-cheating?
Which I don't know what this is, so I'm excited to talk about it.
I feel like I am, and I don't even know what it is.
I hope you is, and I don't even know what it is.
So everybody loves a good pimple-popping video, right?
Yes.
So I discovered the new pimple-popping video.
What is it?
It's callus removal videos.
Oh, I don't know about this. I've never watched one.
That
gets shaved, doesn't it?
Yes, it
I
does.
I don't think I want it.
And after spending a whole week of like really digging deep on YouTube watching callus removal videos,
yeah,
I went ahead and ordered myself a heel scraper.
Okay, so explain it. Is it like an X-Acto knife?
So,
okay.
It's less sharp than an X-Acto knife. A heel scraper is, and I got it from Amazon, it's essentially like, it looks like a razor that you shave your legs with, except the little razor part at the top, you put like a little razor blade into this holder that's a part of the handle, and then you gently, lightly scrape it along your heel or wherever you need skin removed, and it takes off. Sometimes it's big chunks, sometimes it's just little flakes.
Obsessed.
Yeah, I was having a huge issue with my feet this summer, just like walking around in sandals all over New York City, and my calluses were starting to be painful.
Okay, gotta cut those bitches
and
off.
And so I soaked my feet and I used my heel scraper, and guys, my feet are so smooth.
I'm happy for you and the fact that you found this, and there's no judgment here, but I enjoy pimple popping videos and I don't think I could handle callus scraping videos.
Oh, I mean, all the baby skin that you get to see underneath, it's so delicious.
Wait, I don't know.
I'm surprised that
know.
You soak them first. I would think you would want hard skin to scrape.
Oh,
no,
God.
The soaked skin, it's easier, but that didn't stop me from the day after going after my dry skin because I just wanted to see what it felt like.
Oh, yeah.
Can you remind me to take a...
Oh, yeah, this is your weekly reminder to take a deep breath.
Oh, dead skin, just falling to the floor.
See, you just blue balls me.
Snowing
down. You just blue balls me so bad. They're so blue.
Such smooth heels.
I was taking my calming breath. I'm very nervous. Good thing I brought my stress ball.
I'm into it. I love instant gratification. I like it.
Man, on YouTube, sometimes this callus is like half an inch thick and the doctor just cuts it off.
Oh, yeah. For crying out
I'm
loud.
I'm sorry. I'll stop.
Kathleen, can you tell me if I'm cheating or not?
Yeah, so Kathleen, you found this. What magazine did you find this article in?
Okay. This is from Cosmo. It's the April issue. I'm a little behind.
Whoops. What year?
April 2018.
Okay. See, that's not too bad.
No. Cardi B is on the cover.
Okay. Who wrote the article? We want to make sure to give them.
Yes, let's give them credit.
Full credit.
Wait, hang on. Right behind this ad
for prescription.
Prescriptions. The author of the article is nobody.
Not listed.
Well, maybe they're embarrassed.
Oh, I'm sorry. No, it's Mel Evans and Jessica Goodman.
Very cool. Oh, a collaboration.
Yes, a collaboration.
Excellent.
Okay. So, micro-cheating. Do you guys have any idea what this is?
Can we guess?
Yeah, go ahead.
I mean, microaggressions are like tiny things you say that are actually like, you know, negative and hurtful to people that you don't realize.
Yeah.
Like, we were talking about saying the word guys, like, hey guys, guys is like a microaggression because it makes everyone male, which is
so
the case.
Microaggressive.
Oh, we're all so trained to use it. So I'm guessing that like little things that you don't realize you're doing that are actually a little teeny tiny betrayals is my guess.
So exactly. Micro cheating is a term for small things that you do that have whispers of infidelity without being physically unfaithful and then can take you into territories that you might regret.
See, I think, and I might feel differently once we all read this article, I don't think they're necessarily bad things. I think sometimes they could be bad things if you don't recognize them and take small indulgences in them. And we will get to that right after we talk about our catalyst for today's podcast, which is Tomboy X.
Wait, catalyst isn't the right word.
That's not the right word. What's the right word? What's a catalyst?
Catalyst is something that launches something or
Science
starts something.
Corner.
Like starting a flame is a catalyst for, like a match would be a catalyst for the campfire,
well,
I think.
They're a catalyst of my current joy.
Tequila is a catalyst for disaster.
Yes.
They catalyze my happiness.
We are so, so insanely excited to be working with Tomboy X. Now, if you've never heard of them before, Tomboy X is this incredible company that makes underwear, undergarments, pajamas, like all of the essentials, but with a twist. And the twist is that they make them for whoever you are, regardless of where you fall on the size or the gender spectrum. Tomboy is for everybody and for every body, literally. And so I ordered a pair of their micromodal pajama pants, which look so comfy. They look like flowy and smooth and pretty and nice and cool because it's going to start being fall soon. And I'm just going to like wander around the house in them.
Rub it in.
They are amazing. And the underwear doesn't just fit you, it gets you.
So it's basically time to stop wearing underwear that doesn't make you feel confident.
Yes.
And you look at underwear on these different shapes, peoples, and on mannequins, and you're like, damn, that's sexy. And then you bring it home and you're like, not the same.
Where'd the underwear go?
What happened?
Disappeared in my body.
So that's why I absolutely love these guys, because they have that mindset and they completely embrace it. It's underwear that can be really feminine or can be masculine. It's about how you wear it and how it makes you feel. So this is on their website. It says, we are all people, and any girl or woman or person who does their own thing, dresses the way they want, gets their hands dirty, and keeps their minds open was, is, and always will be a tomboy. Thank you.
Love that. So go to tomboyx.com/taste and check out all their special bundles and pack pricing. And Acquired Taste listeners.
That's you.
That is you.
Hey, look at that.
They get an extra 15% off with the code TASTE. That's TASTE. Again, code TASTE for an extra 15% off. Ditch whatever you're wearing.
Get naked right now.
Now. Yes, now. Go to tomboyx.com/taste and use the code TASTE when you're checking out for your 15% off discount.
Perfect. Yes. Did we all order something different? Bethany, you got pajama pants.
Yeah.
Kathleen, you got underwear.
Yeah. What'd you
get? I got the sports bra.
Oh, yeah. Ah. I thought about their sports bras, too. I think I'm going to have to order one of those because they look
really
cute.
Well, you can. We have a discount for you.
I heard that there's a discount, and I do listen to this
podcast.
Did
you hear the news? It is a discount.
Okay, so Kathleen, let's talk about, are we micro-cheating? And I have to say, I'm really curious to hear, Sam, your take on this.
Yeah.
Because you, of everyone I know, have the most interesting romantic versus friendship life.
Yes.
In that you're like friends with all of your exes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And like you cuddle with a lot of your straight friends.
I do. Mm-hmm.
And I think it's like straight guy friends.
Most of them are women, but
okay. But I think it's really interesting. So
yes.
Yeah.
So do I say why I think it could be a healthy thing before or after, even if my mind's changed? You guys decide.
Let's hear what it is first.
Okay. Well, I want to hear your just one sentence before. Do you think it's okay to be flirty to somebody who's not your significant other?
I didn't say flirty, but I feel like micro cheating before we read this in my mind is a broader thing than flirting with someone. And I think it's not bad to indulge in all versions of that. For example, I have such bad Hollywood crushes.
Yeah.
And I'm vocal about it.
Bethany, do you think it's okay to be flirty with someone outside of your relationship?
See, but I don't think it's okay to be flirty. So I don't want that to be like the counter idea to mine. I didn't say flirty. It's a conversation I have with William.
It's like
different.
It's like having an attraction to somebody that you maybe don't have the opportunity to ever fulfill, Sam? Is that kind of what you're saying?
That could be a version of it, but you might not even want to fulfill something. I just feel like it's still an acknowledgement.
Yeah.
Okay. Does that make sense?
So yes, the article says that micro-cheating happens when you create small opportunities for affectionate behaviors that fall outside of your relationship.
Okay.
Okay, now where I was going.
Okay, keep going. Keep reading.
So the danger, warning signs of micro-cheating include dressing differently when you know you're going to see a certain person.
Okay.
Hanging out with people after work for drinks and lying to your significant other by omission.
Ooh, wow.
It's a little more than a micro problem, I feel like, at that point.
Yeah, it's like, okay, it's like little tiny lies, like little tiny things, little tiny lies of omission.
Yeah.
Okay. More, keep reading.
And liking or commenting on somebody's Insta pics or Facebook pics that make your relationship seem less serious than it is in order to keep talking to this hot stranger or hot friend.
Okay.
Wow.
So this is more of a person-to-person relationship where I was just like, William knows I'm in love with Jake Gyllenhaal.
Yes. Right. No, this sounds more
and
like
and I would like any photo of him.
Zac Efron does not count, or in my case, Mindy Kaling.
Oh my God, right. He's so cute.
This is more like, Sam, if you had a crush on Kathleen,
yeah,
and then you started dressing differently when you came to the podcast, and like maybe you scheduled some podcast meetings more frequently,
gotcha,
because you got to hang out with her
fair
more.
Oh, that's okay. Ooh, I just got an uneasy feeling in my tummy.
Yeah.
Yes. Not what I thought the definition would be.
Yeah. So they say that you may be doing it when your partner isn't around, or maybe you're doing it in front of them and they just don't see it. But given that such a habit can build up to something more, it can spell trouble. Interesting.
See, this to me sounds like the kind, like, it sounds like having a crush and then getting swept away in the crush is what it sounds like, which,
yeah,
again, can be a problem. And but as someone, me, who is single, that sounds like all the fun stuff, like,
right,
before a relationship. Yeah. And I think that's where it can be problematic, because once you're in a relationship that you've been in for kind of a long time,
yeah,
that whooshy feeling kind of goes away, I think.
Yeah.
And so then you crave it and you kind of let yourself slip into it when you have a crush on,
yeah,
someone.
This is scary, murky waters.
So they go on to say, just consider the motivation behind that lip gloss that you're rocking to work outside of what you would normally wear, because perhaps the very hot accountant will be in today.
I love when Phillip's in the office.
Do they give any, like, suggestions, or do how, because it's kind of a long article, how are they filling this article?
So the rest of it is about just being able to identify the micro cheating scale, and if you're doing it, if you recognize if your significant other is doing it. In the Acquired Taste Facebook group, I believe, I'm a part of a lot of Facebook groups, but I remember this woman writing that it was bothering her that her boyfriend kept commenting on like porn star Instagrams.
Oh gosh.
See, it's not that I'm like, yeah,
that
do that,
me
but
too.
That's the realm that that I think is, ooh, be careful how you phrase this, Sam. The world of the untouchable is where I feel like it's acceptable to let your micro cheating out on.
Mm-hmm.
And the porn stars are what I'm seeing as untouchable, as I am seeing these movie stars untouchable. Does that make sense?
It makes sense, but I'm going to say that I disagree with you,
mm-hmm,
because her boyfriend is getting a sexual release from those porn stars.
Oh, just the fact that it bothers her is not okay.
Right. Right. And the fact,
absolutely,
that it bothers her, he should stop. But
right,
like, that's fine if it's fine in the relationship.
Just again, the fact that it bothers her is makes it not okay right,
yeah,
off the bat.
Hmm.
But she needs to address that with him, because on its own, I don't know if as him, I would have been like, cheating.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. And I think that's what this is. It's like, it's not cheating.
Yeah.
But it's troublesome.
So the article says, you cross the line if you think your partner would feel uncomfortable if they saw your actions while you were doing it. And micro cheating is unequivocally, most definitely a no-no if you have a past with this person.
Ooh. Okay.
So if you've dated or had sex with somebody, do not even at all entertain the idea of flirting with this person while you're in a relationship. And it, this is what the article says. Do, period, not period, go, period, there.
They have like little clap emojis between each thing.
Oh, journalism, how you have changed.
And it's so hard because it's so much fun. Flirting is so much fun.
This is a weird pickle that I've been in, and it's so hard to appropriately navigate.
I mean, I can't say that I don't flirt at all. I mean, I mostly do it when I need raises from male bosses.
You've asked me to help zip you into your dress a couple times. I refuse to think that that's an
accident. When I want free coffee or, you know, just some kickbacks.
I mean, you and Neil.
I kid.
You and Neil, like, have the most, I think, chill relationship. Like, yes. You guys have a really good communication. You guys kind of get each other really well.
Yeah.
Do you think that if you started commenting on Instagram posts of your exes, he would be bothered? Or do you think he'd be like, no, I know she's with me?
You know, I don't. First of all, I wouldn't.
Yeah.
Other than like, oh, your baby is so cute.
Right.
But most of my exes, I'm not even really friends with on social media.
It doesn't make sense for it to jump in where you are right now. Right now, Kathleen and Neil, that would be really weird.
Yeah.
Because you've never had that at all. So that's super strange.
So I still have my high school ex-boyfriend's phone number in my phone.
Okay. Why?
I don't know.
Is it like you don't delete people when they die? Or
I don't know. I probably should delete it. Like, why am I ever going to need him?
Okay, but if I were to ask you to delete it right now, would you?
Yes.
Would you?
I would delete it right now.
Oh, I have some phone numbers I won't delete for posterity. But
really?
Yeah.
I would like delete it.
Exes that I'm like, oh.
And so.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
His name is the name of somebody who I often text. And the other person saved in my phone is just like slightly different. And sometimes I'm talking like once every 2 years, I text him by accident.
Yeah.
I
hate that.
And he goes, I think this was meant for somebody else, but hi, while I have you, let's chat.
Do you have a little thrill in your stomach?
While I have you? You don't have me, sir.
Not that I had you.
Neil has me.
My microphone literally just went limp.
Yeah, your microphone's like boner killed.
My microphone is like trying to tell me something. And mostly he just sends me photos of his son and we talk about like what we're doing professionally and how we are and where we live, blah, blah, blah.
So you don't get like that little like, ooh.
No, I mean that.
There's a difference between exciting flirting, ooh, and like any feeling of nostalgia, because there are branches of nostalgia that can be opened up from that, and they're not like inappropriate ones.
Yes.
It's just like, oh, wow, I remember being like 20. Yeah.
So it's more of a feeling of nostalgia.
Okay.
I think like, oh my God, I used to be so close to this person. Look how different our lives are now. And the last time it happened, I went home right away and I said to Neil, oh, you know, I texted so-and-so by accident, or he texted me by accident or whatever. And we had a conversation.
Okay. All right. Samantha.
Okay.
Since you two are the ones who are in relationships, I get to be the interrogator.
You do. I'm going to pull up something for you right now.
So
I think it's weird that you're friends with all your exes.
Yeah, I do too.
First of all, I hate when you guys blanket that, because I'm not. Just because I've had a couple of outstanding like conversations with different ones and like they're people I don't have any illness like towards, doesn't mean I'm friends with all my exes.
Okay.
That paints
a
very different picture.
Okay. Because you have that one ex that you like invited out to hang out with you and your boyfriend.
I did.
How did that work out?
I just told him, if you're in the area, reach out. And I don't know if he is in the area, but he's never reached out, and that's fine.
Are you still attracted to him?
No.
Okay.
But it's because of emotional things that we're not going to get into.
Gotcha.
Here.
Okay, no, that's fair.
No, tell me right now.
No, I'll tell you when the mic's turned off. But I just mean like I was okay with the idea of, hey, come out with me and William.
Yeah.
That didn't bother me.
Yeah.
Because he wasn't a person whose company I didn't enjoy. It just like that road is closed.
He is friend zoned.
Yeah.
Okay.
But this is what I think you guys will find a little more interesting. So no, not follow back. Hold on.
Oh, dear.
Along the lines of hearing from people from your past, do you guys remember the guy I was dating right before William?
Yep.
That
yes, I do.
That I was so smitten by, and he was dating someone else, and I didn't know, and then he had a dog, and I loved the dog.
I remember that.
You remember the person?
Yeah.
This dates August 6th.
August 6th.
He texted you?
Can I read it?
Go ahead. It gets boring, so like graze through it.
Okay, but, so you're just saying like, hey, your boyfriend looks awesome. Hope you're doing well. And then you were like, yeah, I like him a lot. And then you talk about him and how great he is. And then you said to him, I hope you and your dog are great. He said, that's awesome. I'm happy for you. Sincerely, you deserve someone great. He looks awesome. Seems like a really great guy. I think about you too. A lot has changed for me in the last year and a half.
He thinks about you?
Yeah, but there was a part Bethany skimmed over. Oh, sorry. Went to that first. No, it's fine.
I said, I think about you from time to time, you said.
Yes.
I've only wanted good things for you. And he said, I think about you too. A lot has changed for me in the last year and a half. Huh.
This conversation, as soon as it was over, I was so excited that I gave my phone to William and I showed him and he was like, that's awesome. Because it was someone that I didn't have ill feelings for, but a very ill moment happened, i.e. he was driving around drunk trying to get an invite to my apartment.
Oh, yeah, I remember
and
that.
I said some hard words to him along the lines of grow up. And I hung up. And that was the last time we ever spoke. So my I think of you was I told him in this, if I ever saw you, I wanted to let you know everything's okay.
Are you still attracted to him?
No.
See, I think that that's the big thing.
But like, is it weird that I got excited and I showed it to William and he was no. like, oh, that's really nice. And I followed it up with, I'm really glad. Like, that's one thing I'm happy about myself is that I don't have these, with the exception of Jessica, my middle school bully.
Yeah.
These ill feelings towards people in my past. And it wasn't weird that we had that conversation.
Yeah, I think, I mean, I definitely think that that's fine because there's no attraction. I think the dividing line between if this is appropriate and if it's not is if there is a sense of attraction there. Like yeah. if okay. this dude DM'd you and you felt a little flutter and you were like, oh,
that's the kinda, no.
That's when you're like, uh-oh.
That's a no. Or if your partner is uncomfortable with it.
Yes.
Thankfully,
or
William's not.
If yes. you hide it from your partner.
Yes. Another tell.
And again, I think you'd only hide it from your partner if you kind of were like, oh. If you felt yeah. a little bit of like a yeah. like a naughty,
like a package deal.
Yeah, like this is a little bit forbidden. Mm-hmm, I kind of sense. Enjoying this.
Okay.
So
I get guilt from these things, but not because I feel like there's guilt internal. It's all external. And no, that's why I get so uncomfortable sometimes talking about it.
No, I think that if like that person is fully friend zoned and you know it and they know it and your partner knows it.
Yeah.
Great. Wonderful. Okay. Everything's great. I just think that like if I think my concern sometimes mm-hmm. is when the other person doesn't know that the relationship is over.
Yeah.
Like I have a friend who dated a person and they were like not feeling it anymore. So they ghosted that person,
ugh.
But they still hang out with that person. And so that person is like, are we dating or are we not dating? And my friend is just very noncommittal about it. And that's when it's like, huh. inappropriate.
Yeah.
Because even if he were to date someone new, he'd probably still invite this other girl out and
oh, goodness.
She wouldn't know and like or think that maybe there's a chance they're back together. Like when not everyone is on the same page, I think that's when it gets to be really
okay.
problematic.
So the article goes on to say that sometimes you can turn this into a good thing. So if maybe if you find yourself doing some of these behaviors, you know, dressing in a different way or acting in a different way, it says sometimes these acts are not so much about an attraction to another person, but instead an attraction to a new you. I understand what they're saying. They're saying that if you think you need a makeover, like you need to do a rehaul of what you have going on in your life or
okay.
the way that you look or the kind of attraction that you want to attract or the things that you want to do, you know, stop yourself before you go too far, before
yeah.
you cross the line, and then maybe reevaluate your relationship that you're in.
Yeah, that almost speaks to what Bethany said earlier about how things, you lose some really exciting characteristics just by nature.
Yeah.
So sometimes that might get murky with like, oh, I missed when I wish I could feel this way again. Well, you can for about a week.
Yeah.
And it's going to go away.
Yeah.
Like,
dress up for your partner even though they see you every day.
Right.
I am such a person that the second I come home, my makeup comes off, my hair gets braided or brushed, and I put on my ugliest, smelliest sweatpants.
Yeah.
and maybe I need to step it up. Like I put on just a touch of lipstick the other day and my husband looked over at me and he was like, I forgot to tell you, you look so nice today.
Oh, that's so cute. That's
really and it's
cute.
Because he literally never gets to see me. I'm dressed while he's still sleeping. I come home while he's not home and he only sees me in like my gross, dirty, stretchy pants.
Yeah.
But yeah. Do you feel like, were you so happy when he said that you thought, even accidentally, like, oh, I wish I could do this more?
Like, oh, then I should make a more of an effort. Okay, then here's the micro cheating scale.
Fun.
I want you guys to tell me.
Oh, there's a scale.
I love a scale.
Yes, okay, or no, run away.
Okay. And it rhymes.
Okay. I effing a total stranger on the street.
I effing.
That's fine.
I think that's fine.
As long as they don't see.
I think that's okay.
Yeah, it's okay.
Kissing someone else on the cheek but getting some lip.
No.
Are you...
This is an on-purpose action?
That's awkward. Like, even if I were single and like somebody, I would never try to do that.
No, because that's how someone...
That's not okay. You can't just kiss somebody on the lips without their permission.
Yeah. That's how we know... That's how we...
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Kitchen studio. NYC. That's how we know that someone was attracted to me, remember? Because I went for the cheek and he kissed me on the lips, partially on the lips. Remember that? And
wait,
that's
when we were like, who was that?
We'll just say it was George Glass.
Oh.
No. No.
Yes. Because remember when I was be like, oh.
That was the kickoff?
I guessed it, but then it turns out, yeah.
Yeah, he ended up actually really going after
you. Yes, hardcore.
Interesting.
Well, so now I'm mad.
I think that's inappropriate.
Okay. Forgetting to mention your boo where it would naturally come up in a conversation with a different person.
Not okay. Run away.
Not okay.
Yeah. Like, oh, hey, are you in a relationship? Well, it's a fine relationship.
Or when you're like, oh, my roommate, blah, blah, blah. Whoa. And it's like your boyfriend or your
damn
girlfriend.
Damn it, Nancy. Yeah. Stop saying that about Theodore.
My roommate.
Flirting, obviously, in front of your partner.
That's so disrespectful.
That's just like passive aggressive as hell, man.
Hiding your phone from your bae.
See, first of all, I have an issue with the word bae. Second of all, so that's not okay.
It means before all else.
I know.
Not
I really don't
love
like
that
it.
Breakdown. Yeah.
I think that that's when you know that that's like a big sign that there's a problem. I think, right?
Yeah.
Unless you're planning a surprise party for the other person, like I think that you shouldn't have to hide your phone.
Yeah, I don't know why.
What about this? Oh. God, this is a hard one. Chatting or texting with somebody else that you're attracted to, but not in a relationship with every single day.
I don't know what that...
While you're in a relationship.
Bad. I don't know what purpose that would serve someone.
It's an emotional affair. Yeah. That's an emotional affair.
It is an emotional affair.
It sounds a little stronger than micro cheating.
You could say you're friends with somebody, but when you text them, good morning, sweetie, 365 days a year.
Right. And also, again, if you get a little thrill when you see their name pop up on your phone, that's like, your sign.
If it's a new person in your life, hopefully you don't need friends so much that you need to rely on this one person. And if it's an old friend and you're like, no, I can't just cut him. I've been friends for so long. Maybe that's the person you're supposed to be with if you're such good friends and you get excited talking to them.
Yeah.
Hand-holding with somebody else.
No.
No.
Unless you're at like a haunted house or you're rescuing someone from across a river.
I'm wrapping my body around you at the haunted house.
Let go of their hand. Why are you holding hands?
Yeah.
Why are you holding hands?
Unless you're with somebody who sees their ex and they're like, and the ex is with a new boyfriend or girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
And then that person's like, oh my God, look, there's my ex. And he or she is with another person. Quick, hold my hand so we look like we're together.
Right. Those are extenuating circumstances. But like if you're on a car ride or you're at a movie with a group of people and they hold your hand, that's inappropriate.
Like once I was with a friend from high school I was so happy to be with and William, so I stood between the two of them and held their hands.
But again, are you attracted to that friend?
No.
See, there
you go. He also doesn't like women, so that's like a small loophole, but
easy
like
peasy.
Still.
Okay, you're in a relationship with somebody, but you're at the bar with your friends, and somebody says, hey, you're really fun to talk to. Can I get your number?
No,
you,
you
can get my boyfriend's number.
If you give,
not even that, he'd be pissed.
If you give somebody your number under that set of circumstances and the next day you don't horribly regret it,
there's something going on.
That's like that's more than micro cheating, I think.
See, a lot of these are just cheating.
Yeah, I feel like they're being, at first I was like, oh, what a cute little article. And then as it gets deeper, it's like, these things are cheating.
Like, oops, you trip and fall and land on his penis.
I hate when that happens.
Oh, micro cheating.
It said when you kiss someone on the lips, like anyone would call that cheating.
Yeah.
This article has taken some liberties.
I really think that the one point that this article made is that commenting on people's social media pics that you have feelings for, you're attracted to, but they're not the person you're dating. That is probably the one that affects most of us.
Yeah, and I think
that's a very regular.
Yeah, and a lot of people will say, like, I'm really bothered. My boyfriend or girlfriend have been commenting on this one person's pic pictures a lot, I'm worried about that. I think that that's the form that a lot of these slippery slopes can take at the beginning.
So what does someone do? I'm very grateful to not be in that situation, but I could see how it's almost... it's embarrassing, although it shouldn't be because it's a very human reaction, mm-hmm. but it would be almost embarrassing, I feel like, to think you're bringing this up to your partner out of the blue. Like, then
they're doing it or
because
you're doing
it. Let's say William's constantly commenting on a girl's Instagram.
Yeah.
I don't want to, maybe it's okay that I feel these things, but I might not want to bring it up because it makes me seem insecure.
Yes.
Or he could follow it up with, I'm sorry, do you not trust me? Yeah. Or, you know, like, this is a big problem for people and I don't know how to help.
But I think because listen, I have the same problem.
Oh, it makes me so mad that somebody could twist your words and say, why are you being so insecure?
Because guess what? I'm a human being and that makes me worried. And I've been hurt before. You've been hurt before. Guess what? There are two of us in this relationship and that makes me uncomfortable. And I have a right to, be uncomfortable. And I want you to stop.
Do you really like the best parts of my character?
Yeah.
That's awesome. They come with some other ones that I wish I didn't have either. But I have them. So let's deal.
Right. And I think that if your partner is just like, why are you doing this?
Or why are you looking on what I'm commenting?
Right. I think that that's a character flaw that they're twisting your words like that.
There's a lot of flag. Unfortunate not okay return ammo on that,
mm-hmm.
but it could come down to, like, I mean, less now, but let's say 10 years ago there were some words that people still used in everyday vocabulary that I wasn't comfortable with, mm-hmm. and my ex-boyfriend in college used the R word constantly.
Ugh, hate that
casually
word.
Oh. And I couldn't get him to stop until I said to him, if you told me you didn't like the word peanut butter, I don't agree, it doesn't make sense to me, but I love you, so I'm gonna stop using it.
Yeah.
And that's what it took.
Yeah.
Like, you don't have to agree with me, you don't have to get it. Do your girlfriend a favor and stop using the word peanut butter in front of her.
Yeah, I agree. We all know somebody who doesn't believe that, who just assumes that, like, women don't get paid the same because, like, they're worth less. Like, he just assumes that, like, there's a reason women get paid less.
Yeah.
And human being. And my thing is, like, you don't have to understand it,
mm-hmm.
but you still have to believe me. Like, when I tell you that I get harassed on the street literally every day,
mm-hmm.
I'm not going to prove it to you. You just have to believe me. I don't care if you don't understand it. You just have to
hand
believe
me. Hand
me
that GoPro. I'll put it under my trench.
Like, I don't understand calculus. I still believe that it's a thing that's valuable.
No, calculus does not exist.
So I think that that's a indicative of a larger problem,
yeah.
says the woman who's not in a relationship because she can't sustain them. But I think I know what I did wrong.
You choose not to.
Yeah.
This is a choice. You're not a victim of singlehood.
No, being single is
it's
the
an
best.
Empowering decision.
I feel like I can give good, because I know exactly what I've done wrong in every relationship. And I know what shouldn't happen.
Mm-hmm.
And I can alert you to those facts.
Mm-hmm. So micro cheating, sort of interesting. And a very interesting concept of how slippery the slope can be when you're actually not right for someone.
Yeah.
Is yikes. What it's saying. And if you're looking for a life partner, if you say to somebody, hey, can you stop commenting on so-and-so's Instagram? It's making me uncomfortable. If that life partner is the right partner for you, their answer won't be, well, why can't you just trust me?
Right.
Yeah, I think that's a good point.
It's a good mix of exactly that, of not the right partner, and maybe depending on the age and the experience, people need to understand, they need to have a maturity with their relationships to understand that it's not going to be butterfly fairies in your stomach the rest of your life.
Right, but that I think that gets replaced with something that's also lovely.
Right?
Like, with a level of love and understanding and security and feeling safe. And,
mm-hmm. and they should be so lucky and return those feelings.
Yeah.
Won't you, gentle listener?
And before you know it, 50 years has passed and your significant other just sitting next to you on the couch and looks over at you and you think, wow, I'm so lucky to be with you.
So glad I didn't let that guy slide into my DMs at the bar 42 years ago.
Wait, what would the equivalent of sliding into DMs be 42 years ago?
Pop up on my hologram.
I'm so glad that
I sent you a telegram. Did she accept it?
Let him write in my yearbook.
And then she sent a handkerchief back to me, and then I knew it was on.
I took a daguerreotype of his face. He sent me a daguerreotype back.
Should we go around and say what we learned this week?
Yes. Sure.
Can I start? Because I know what it is.
Absolutely. Yeah. Why are you holding like a check?
A check. So if you have moved in the past 5 years, go through and make sure that you've either canceled the things you needed to cancel or that you've moved the things you need to move.
Oh, sweet goodness.
So the only reason that I realized that I had renter's insurance for two different apartments is because they both pinged at the same time on different checking accounts or different bank accounts. And I was like, I had seen them separately and just assumed they were the same company renter's insurance.
Oh, darling.
So it turns out I still had renter's insurance for my Hoboken apartment. Now, the thing about renter's insurance
is that like 6 years ago.
I know. Is that it follows you from apartment to apartment. So in theory, even though it was for Hoboken, like it still would have protected me in my new apartment, I think. But
no.
That's what the woman told me.
For shame, that human.
Well,
regardless.
Yeah.
Regardless.
Okay.
I told her, I was like, well, look, I've been paying for this for years and I started new renter's insurance a long time ago. So she sent me a refund check.
Yay!
For hell like yeah. 2 years worth of renter's insurance that I've been paying at the same time.
Snap.
So just make sure that you moved everything when you needed to move things. And there's a lot of things that fall through the cracks that you forget about.
That's fantastic.
So just make
I'm
sure you check
you.
That stuff.
That's
Thank
great.
You.
So what this a stressor is, off you.
This is great. So it's a little extra money.
Nice.
It's a couple $100. I'm going to go spend it on, you know, rent.
Party! Take off your job.
Crazy. Show me your real estate.
What about you, Sam? What did you learn this week?
I learned something that everyone's gonna roll their eyes and be like, "Yeah, we know." It's true, but really take time to think about it. I was reading an article. I think it was on Man Repeller.
Yeah.
And
oh, I
love her.
Love Man Repeller.
Yeah. And she was saying how her boyfriend took a photo of her on a trip, and she looked at it and started immediately apologizing to herself, like, "Oh, I'm a mess," and she started to fix her hair, and her boyfriend replied back, "You know, you don't always have to look perfect all the time." And then she paused because it's one of those things where you're like, how is my brain receiving this?
Yeah.
And he immediately started apologizing because I didn't know. Are you beautiful to me right now? You are, whatever.
Yeah.
She goes, no, she took in what he said and she's like, you're right, because I don't know the times I've heard a man apologize even passively for his appearance in something. You know?
Oh, yeah.
Like, my guy friend won't generally say, "Oh, my hair's a mess." Like, they just accept the moment and they accept the photo and they're just less particular about those things. And it's just been something I've been meditating on for a while. And I went out for my day today without makeup and without doing my hair, and I feel good about it in a slightly different way than I felt before reading that article.
That's good.
So it's really good to check out. Maybe I'll put it out on our Twitter at Acquired Podcast.
That's awesome.
It's sort of funny that Sam's that you mentioned that, because before this podcast we were sort of talking about how people who are perfect on Instagram are not so fun to follow anymore.
Yeah.
Like, nobody's perfect in real life. Like, even, I don't know, who would you consider a perfect person?
Jake Gyllenhaal.
Jake Gyllenhaal is not perfect in real life.
That's
his
debatable.
Breath probably stinks when he wakes up in the morning.
Yeah.
What?
I mean, no, you're right. And I mean, I think we all try to put up a certain amount of like happy fun on our social accounts.
Of course.
But like, there's one person that I stopped following because she only posts when she's traveling around the world and spinning in the middle of a street, you know? And I'm like, that's not fun. I don't learn anything about you. I don't really even see your face.
Right.
I just see you spinning.
Yeah.
In Greece, and I feel like crap about my life.
Sometimes I just want to see your boring coffee order.
Yeah,
like I don't need to see you in the middle of the Indian Ocean. Like,
yeah, it's very one dimensional because people get excited about that photo on a person they feel a connection with,
totally.
And they're like, "Oh my God, Ruth, what an amazing trip! You look so cute in that dress. You're having such a great time." But if there's no connection to the person because they don't have any emotion or personality or flaws on their social, what is there to feel passionate about?
Yeah. That's a good point.
So there's that. So it's a great article. And if you're not familiar with Man Repeller, I highly suggest it.
She's awesome.
Yeah.
Kathleen, what did you learn this week?
I learned that TV is amazing.
Yeah.
I mean, I've said it before. I'll say it again. I'd rather watch TV than live my life.
Yes. I understand this.
And HBO has this new show out. I just binged. It's called Succession.
Mm-hmm.
And it's about this very rich family. And they all work for the company that the dad owns. Well, most of them anyway. Guys, stop what you're doing right now. Run to your nearest HBO account. Watch it. The best character on the show is Macaulay Culkin's little brother.
I was going to ask if there was a lesser Culkin on it.
Yes, a lesser Culkin.
Oh, poor other Culkin.
Was it Rory? Which Rory?
It's Kieran.
Kieran.
Yes.
Great name.
Kieran Culkin. Kieran. I know. But really, what is the name Macaulay anyway? Like, what is that?
Sorry.
I've been thinking about this a
lot
recently.
It's an interesting name.
He's the best one on the whole show. The whole show is amazing. You can binge it. There's just one season out now. It's okay. Like 8 or 9 episodes. Do it this weekend.
They had a giant poster up on like at the One Train.
Yeah.
And at like Penn Station. And I kept walking past it. And I was like, huh.
And I really thought I wasn't going to be into it. I'm not into that show Billions on Showtime.
Yeah.
And I'm like, rich people, boring. But this is like really dark and twisted and fabulous.
Love.
Sounds appropriate.
Yes. Thank you. And what's it called again?
Succession.
Succession. Awesome. Thank you, Kathleen. Follow us. Follow us on Twitter at Acquired Podcast.
On Instagram, Acquired Taste Podcast.
You can mail stuff to us at an Acquired Taste Podcast, P.O. Box 1717, Hoboken, New Jersey, 07030.
Facebook.com/AcquiredTastePodcast.
Thank you so much for being a part of another episode. We love you guys very much. Tell a friend, because the bigger we get, the bigger things we get to do for you.
Yeah.
Shameless truth. We love you guys, and we will talk to you next week.